state unequivocally that shops has never, will never, can never, may never stand anywhere and preach or organize a crusade or campaign against free SHS.
Okay.
Because we really want to establish the point that indeed it's a very good policy. We think it is something that almost every Ghanaian should welcome it, and it has come to stay. We have long anticipated this, and we think it's good. Notwithstanding, we feel that it is expedient to draw our attention to some things as far as this policy is concerned. In as much as the policy is good, I think its implementation in one way or the other, if we do not take cognizance of it in a particular way, it might affect a lot of things. Somewhere in 2005, when the introduction of the computer school selection placement system began, there was something we call the cut-off point. Those days when a candidate writes the examination, that is from the BEC to the WASI or the senior high school, if a candidate scores above 24, that candidate was not placed. So what we do as private is that those are the candidates we must have, absorb them in our school system, train them, refine them, we do our best on them, they equally have admissions also to the tertiary institutions. It's at a point it had to rise all the way to grade 36, yet we still had candidates from that angle. Then this whole idea of free SHS came, and as I stated earlier, very fantastic quality. Before the introduction and the launch of free SHS, we had an opportunity to meet the Ministry of Education, Deputy Minister to be precise. Then we made some inputs, telling them that we wanted it to be clear. Are they going to go by this cut-off point system, or is it going to be like that wholesale system? Because that is what is going to really find the agenda for us to know which angle we can argue and make input. It first appeared to be like there was going to be a cut-off point. So that's what we're waiting for. Notwithstanding, it's going to be this wholesale where everybody should have opportunity, which I think I agree with that as well. The conference equally agrees with that because it establishes the Article 25 as stated in our constitution. That's good. Then we started making the argument this way. If it's everybody, people may decide as a matter of choice that I want to go to private school. Now, government's intention and government focus was that the criteria has nothing to do with politics. The target is on the Ghanaian child. So the Ghanaian child has decided, may decide that I want to go to public school, I want to go to private. If the person still decides to go to private school, should the person be denied that right to still enjoy that benefit? In this particular dynamic,
Chairman of the Ghana Education Service Council, Michael Nsua, explains why the Conference of Heads of Private Secondary Schools should not blame government for the change in the placement system this year.
In fact, private schools registered with GES or the ministry are on the list of schools to be selected.
From the beginning?
Yeah, from every year, from the beginning. All schools registered with us are on the list. Option one, schools that are 2, 3, 4, and so, and then private schools. So you are free to choose in any four from these, any four, including private schools.
Right.
And before this year, some students were choosing private schools. I was working with a private school, Galaxy International School. I was the administrative director. Students came with their admission letters printed from the computer. But when the bills are given to them, they look at it and they said, no, we can't.
So let me understand something, and let our viewers understand something. You have a cutoff of between 350 and 400,000. The spillover is what the private schools normally go for. However, this year, the bone of contention is that they were not included in the list that allows for that kind of placement.
No. As long as candidates select whether private school or public school, who will place them. But you see, the private schools come maybe fourth on the preferences.
So they are on the computer?
They are on the computer. However, the list of candidates who are still not placed, they are always at the ministry. Now, the list of schools that people can, but I don't know how many of them in the first place selected, because with the announcement of free education, about 90-95% did not select any private school. I went to my school 2 weeks ago, and they had started classes with about 15 students in SHS-1, a private school. And I'm sure some private schools have already started. However, because these students did not select the schools, they are not there. It is not somebody's intention not to include private schools. But the candidate must select these schools so that they can be placed. But they did not select them. So if you post them to those schools, then it's going to create a problem. They haven't selected, why have you posted me to a private school?